Under Florida law, committing a crime against someone else based on race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation is classified as a hate crime. So is mental or physical disability or an elderly citizen. But some want to add Florida's first responders to that list.
We've seen an unconscionable move toward ambush-style assaults on these servants that are entirely unprovoked simply because of the uniforms they wear.
That's Lake City Republican Representative Elizabeth Porter speaking back in 2015. She'd filed a measure increasing the penalties for hate crimes committed against first responders, correctional officers, and judges. First responders include law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics. Porter referred to some chants made by the Black Lives Matter movement at a Minnesota rally last year as an example of why her legislation is needed.
When we hear chants of pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, when first responders are lured to locations to serve as targets, then we know that this situation is out of control and beyond the pale. The relentless propaganda that has been directed toward our public safety officials has openly encouraged those who would do harm to them to feel justified in doing so. And it's time that we force these hostile criminals to think twice about what they intend to do.
For example, under Florida's hate crime law, a first-degree misdemeanor would be reclassified as a third-degree felony. But during its first House hearing, the Florida Public Defenders Association had some concerns that Columbia County Public Defender Blair Payne at the time said he'd hoped to work with Porter on.
Florida Public Defenders Association is not taking a position on this bill at present time. We have some concerns with it about enhancing offenses that have already been enhanced.
One of the criticisms of this bill, okay, now we're taking an occupation and making it a hate crime. And people will say, well, that's not necessary, but I think it is. I think if you target a first responder, you should have the book thrown at you, plain and simple.
That's Florida Police Benevolent Association's Executive Director Matt Puckett, who says while Porter's bill died in the committee process, the measure still has value. That's why he says he's encouraged by Ocala Republican Representative Dennis Baxley's pledge to file a proposal doing just that, along with Polk City Republican Representative Neil Cumby both running for re-election. The so-called Blue Lives Matter Act is in response to the recent Dallas shootings where five police officers were killed. While he appreciates the name, Puckett hopes it doesn't hinder what the bill is trying to do.
You know, I hope that it doesn't turn into that kind of discussion, because I think we're losing the meaning behind not only this legislation, but also the meaning behind what Black Lives Matter stands for and what people are genuinely saying when they say all lives matter, too. I think that that's getting caught up in a rhetoric that is not helpful, and we're talking past each other. So if that becomes a problem, I would hope that we could talk that into a different name.
Similar to Porter's bill, law enforcement and firefighters would be covered under Florida's hate crime law. And Puckett says the proposal, a priority for his group, would mirror a Louisiana law taking effect next month.
It's going to bring a discussion about what's going on in the first responder community. And I don't want to just focus on law enforcement, because I know paramedics and firefighters, along with other medical personnel, feel like they're being targeted too. And I think that discussion needs to be put out there, because I think that people forget that these things happen. And I hate to be so callous, but they hear officers killed in the line of duty. They don't realize that those officers were brought into a situation thinking one thing was going to happen, and then they were attacked, and they were attacked just because they were law enforcement.
For example, Puckett says the bill's inspiration is Chris Smith, a Leon County Sheriff's deputy killed in 2014.
You had a person who wanted to kill first responders, particularly law enforcement, who set his house on fire and then called it in, or had his neighbor call it in, and he waited to ambush officers, and he killed Deputy Smith and shot another deputy, and, you know, he ultimately was killed. That was a targeted attack against law enforcement. We've seen others.
But Leon County Sheriff Mike Wood, who's also running for re-election, says he's reserving his opinion right now until actual legislation is filed.
Obviously, it's a very serious crime to attack a law enforcement officer. You know, I'm satisfied that statutorily, you know, that's in place. we earn trust one encounter at a time. And so that's how we do it here at the Sheriff's Office and statewide at Sheriff's Offices and Police Departments. And that's not to say we're perfect, because we're smart enough to know we're not. But the statutes as it relates to attacking law enforcement officers are pretty stiff, pretty serious. And so I just would have to see additional legislation before I had an opinion on it.
Meanwhile, the Florida Sheriff's Association says it won't comment until an actual bill is filed. And the Fraternal Order of Police, at least on the national level, have been trying for years to get a hate crime law on the federal books to include law enforcement. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.